Now, the rest of the story. From the moment Joanne was born, she was a blabbermouth. I mean, she was a maker of nonstop noise. From the day she learned to talk, she never quit talking. Auburn pigtailed and gangly with flashing gray-green eyes, Joanne as a small child made everyone's business her business, asking questions no one could answer and talking incessantly. A preschooler, she sat at the family dinner table each evening and sang and giggled and talked. The din was sometimes so nerve-wracking that twice she was sent from the table to her room because she wouldn't stop talking. It was not until she entered the first grade that little Joanne met her match. And this is the rest of the story. In those days, in that little school near Gainesville, Florida, the first grade teacher was Mrs. Hortense Cawthorn, a strict, matronly woman who wore stout shoes and wore her hair in a bun. Mrs. Cawthorn had to admit that Joanne was an extremely bright little girl, that she was always first to get her work done, but then when she had finished her assignments, she was up and talking, bothering the children who were still at work, engaging anyone in relentless conversation. The worst part of that was that Joanne's classmates adored her, accepted her as their leader. So when Joanne talked, everybody talked. Mrs. Cawthorn continually admonished Joanne for creating disruptions. She tried making Joanne sit in the corner, and yet there, facing the corner, she kept talking. Mrs. Cawthorn tried depriving the youngster of recess, but sitting alone in the classroom with her teacher, Joanne kept talking. Mrs. Cawthorn considered paddling as a last resort punishment, but was reluctant to do it. However, such discipline did prove necessary, but as useless as the other scoldings had been. And so the teacher attempted a succession of positive approaches to the problem. She assigned Joanne all kinds of busy work. She made the girl assist the slower learners with their projects. She even sent Joanne on errands outside the school. And yet in the end, each effort to stifle the child's chattering failed. "One of these days," threatened the exasperated school teacher, "I'm going to tape your mouth shut." And you know what one day she did? As usual, Joanne had completed her lessons early, had begun talking in class. Her teacher, unable to bear the oral assault any longer, took a wide strip of adhesive tape and plastered it over the little girl's mouth. As far as anyone can recall, that was the only time anyone ever successfully shut her up. Because, as I told you at the outset, Joanne was a born blabbermouth. It's small wonder that one day she would make her living at it. For in January of 1985, a woman was elected spokesperson for the 230,000 members of the American Cattlemen's Association. That's right. A woman became president and spokesperson for the National Cattlemen's Association, and that woman was Joanne Smith. In the press releases of that month, it was mentioned that Joanne had been all of her life preparing for that job of number one talker in the organization. Well, now you know what they meant, because now you know the rest of the story.